Yesterday, while web surfing, I got to wondering, who controls the internet? I've always had this image of a giant, unorganized free-for-all, yet it turns out the internet is a highly organized and regulated affair. Three nonprofits control it. One of these is the IETF, the Internet Engineering Task Force, that sets the technical standards. And who exactly is the IETF? Well, it could be you or me. As their webpage says, no cards, no dues, no secret handshakes. Just sign up, attend a meeting, and propose something. They'll debate your suggestion and see if there is a rough consensus to adopt it. By that, they mean something beyond a simple majority, but short of unanimity. When the committee votes, it's often done by humming. That way, no one can tell who is for or against a proposal, but that rough consensus can be determined. Somehow, I find it a bit disconcerting to know the information superhighway is being built by humming. If you want real power, though, you'll need to join a committee where they don't hum, namely ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. Like the IETF, this is one of the big three that run the Internet. They control who gets what website name called a domain name. When you purchase the name, ICANN registers it on one of their 13 computers called root servers. Then, when you type in, for example, www.ebay.com, one of their servers tells your computer where to find this website. This gives the ICANN committee immense power because having the proper name can be life or death for an online business. Yet it's run by only 7 full-time staff directed by a 19-member board of directors. Just like all the nonprofits that run the Internet, you could be a member of this board. They're selected by direct election, and anyone who is over 16 years old and who has an email and physical address can be nominated. If you serve on this committee, be prepared for controversy. As the Internet expands exponentially, ICANN is running out of domain names. Currently, they only allow ones that end in .com, .org, or .net, and for these names, the most recognizable English words have already been claimed. After much debate and critics' cries that ICANN is moving at less than Internet speed, they've allowed 7 new endings, among them .biz for business. This .biz ending has started another gold rush for domain names. In the past, if you owned a .com name desired by a large company or a Hollywood star, you could sell it for lots of cash. This alarmed me, so I logged on recently and was relieved to get the domain name of my choice. Feel free to visit www.billhammack.com.